Hello, Namaste, Salaam Alaikum, Sat Sri Akal. Welcome back to another session with your war chef at Warewar.com. Let's go to the funda behind the anda today. Egg is called anda in Hindi. Egg in the kitchen or sometimes like potatoes. They are the ultimate versatile cooking ingredient. As a bachelor, sitting in the night cramming for my culinary exams, I used to get hungry and raid the fridge. It is amazing. Think about it. Usually there are 300 things stuffed in there. And if you want a quick snack, I bet your eyes will first wander to the humble egg. Eggs, like potatoes, can be made into millions of things. Hard-boiled, scrambled, fried, countless different omelets. They can be used for snacks, entrees, desserts, and I know tons of people who get utter pleasure eating them raw. Don't try that if you are susceptible to salmonella. Bad eggs are notorious carriers. Always cook eggs because the protein in the raw egg are only 51% bioavailable, whereas a cooked egg is nearly 91% bioavailable. In plain English, it means that the protein of a cooked egg is nearly twice as absorbable as a protein from raw eggs. Okay, enough stories. Let's learn to make this delicious egg in tamarind sauce, which is also called egg puli in Tamil, egg pulusu in Andhra. The term pulusu usually means that in Andhra Pradesh they will kill to eat this dish. It is the egg in a mouth-watering tamarind sauce. To prepare this awesome egg curry, you need boiled eggs. Now, remember one thing. Make sure you boil your eggs not more than 10 minutes in hot water. If you cut open your egg, the egg yolk should be yellow in color. If you cook your eggs more than 10 minutes, there will be a reaction between iron and sulfur in an egg and causes blue ring. So just boil your eggs to the right time so you do not have those blue rings. Fenugreek seeds, coconut powder, coriander powder, cumin powder, mustard seeds, red chili powder, coriander leaves, turmeric, ginger garlic paste, freshly squeezed tamarind juice. Soak your tamarind for 15 minutes. In warm water, you will be able to squeeze out the tamarind juice. Salt, chopped green chilies and curry leaves. Cumin seeds and whole red chili. Finely chopped onion. To prepare this egg curry, pour some oil into a thick pan. Add some mustard seeds. When your mustard seeds crackle, add some red chili and cumin seeds. And add some fenugreek seeds. Do not add lot of this as this can make your curry bitter. Add chopped onion. Add little salt. Salt helps by removing the moisture from the onion and cooks it faster. While your onions are getting cooked, add curry leaves and chopped green chili. Now when your onions are slightly brown, add little turmeric powder, and add ginger garlic paste. Cook for a few more minutes and then add little water to your mixture Now add cumin powder. And coriander powder. The process of adding little water just before you add your spices helps them evenly cook and not burn. Add some coconut powder at this point of time. And add some chili powder. Now we will add the main ingredient, that is tamarind juice, to this mixture. And you can add also some water. Now when your sauce is cooking, add a small amount of sugar. Lot of vegetable preparations which are cooked in tamarind sauce, you always add little amount of sugar, that brings nice taste to your sauce. Now I can add little more salt. After you add all the ingredients and tamarind juice, simmer it for like 15 minutes in a slow flame. What this does is the tamarind juice get nicely absorbed by onions and all the other ingredients in the sauce. Check your seasoning, taste, and then you can add your boiled eggs. Do you remember that I've told you do not boil your eggs for more than 10 minutes? If you want the eggs to absorb moisture, what they do is they slightly put small cuts on the egg. So now if you see, the egg is opening at all sides, and just put your eggs in it and now let it simmer for not more than 3 minutes and you can finish off your preparation by sprinkling some nice finely chopped coriander leaves. Try this puli or pulusu with muddapappu. That is, muddapappu is just basically boiled yellow dal with some seasoning. It is a great combination because a light dal goes with a nice tangy spicy egg curry. So what do you say? You don't know what muddapappu is? That means you are not checking my website often. Please go and check what is muddapappu on vareva.com. Remember that Vareva is all about inspiring others to cook. So please post your recipes, videos and cooking tips so others may benefit from your great cooking. Thank you. We'll be right back.